Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, officials at the USDA say the new forecast for corn and soybean markets are unusually tentative due to the late crops and trade events. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Last month, the Agriculture Department took a lot of heat for its estimates for corn and soybean acreage and production being far higher on corn than the trade range of expectations, lower on soybeans. In last week's new USDA estimates,
our numbers didn't change all that much.
But USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson told us instead,
the trade range adjusted to, you know, what we have been saying. So I guess a lot of people have been out there looking at both corn and soybean acres and yields. And while we're not right smack in the middle of the trade range, on both sets of those numbers were well within the range of trade estimates.
So let's look at the USDA estimates. However, we have to start with a disclaimer.
These forecasts are contingent on expectations of continued tariff situation with China.
And a few minutes after USDA issued its forecasts, China announced it would postpone planned additional tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork. That sent markets up a bit. But first, let's go to corn. USDA surveyed farmers, went out to check on thousands of field plots. Result, corn harvested acres same as last month. Yields down a bit. Total production down 1% from August estimates to 13.8 billion bushels. USDA Acting Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski says that would be 4% below last year. Now, normally that would boost price prospects.
But we're also seeing relatively weaker demand on the export side and on the corn grind for ethanol.
For this last season's corn, the average price is going to come out $3.60 a bushel.
For the new crop, the crop that will be harvested soon, we have a $3.60 forecast, same as last year.
Now for soybeans, USDA soybean acreage estimate, no change from last month. Production forecast dropping only 1% from August to 3.6 billion bushels. That would be 20% less than last season. Now surely you'd expect a boost in price prospects with that kind of decline, but overriding all of it,
stocks are large.
Smaller, but still large. USDA Acting Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski says, yes, we'll draw down U.S. soybean stocks over the next year by about 35%, down to 640 million bushels. Still, he says, even with that U.S. stocks drawdown and with a 12% projected drop in world soybean stocks,
global stocks are high. U.S. stocks in particular are high, and that's keeping a lid on prices.
The USDA forecast sees an average price for the upcoming crop, $8.50 a bushel. Again, just like corn, same price as this past season. But again,
it is early, and there's still a lot that can happen,
both on the trade front and the crop and weather front. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.